T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning now. 8:48 here on a Monday morning. Three big things. Negotiations to continue in Washington on pandemic relief today. Unemployment help, a sticking point.
Two.
Tropical storm Isaias brushes Florida, then threatens the U.S. East Coast.
One.
Local authorities investigating a fatal stabbing, a fatal shooting, and a fatal traffic accident over the weekend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In the East Kellogg Project, Mondays, Zelta will be closed on East Kellogg, and that's just every Monday through early September. So that project continues over there. East Kellogg Zelta is closed today, closed every Monday through September. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and mild today with a high of 81 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 59. Tuesday, mostly sunny again, the high 81 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 67 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. The dairy industry has a familiar question for you. Got milk? 6 years after the popular tagline was retired, Got Milk ads are back. The dairy industry is reviving the campaign, hoping to prolong the U.S. sales boost milk has gotten during the pandemic. From January through mid-July, U.S. milk retail sales were up 8.3% to $6.4 billion, according to Nielsen. During the same period last year, milk sales were down 2.3%. Dairy industry says kids are eating lunches at home and adults have more time for breakfast and cooking with
kids
milk.
Are eating cereal at home for That's breakfast right. there instead you go. Of running off to school.
Yep. Children, if not getting sick from the coronavirus, might be spreading it.
This is House Call for Health. We love our children, but they are little germ factories, bringing home all kinds of bugs. So many parents were surprised to learn the kids seem less likely than adults to develop serious COVID-19 symptoms. But here's a twist. Young children may not be getting very sick from the virus, but they're carrying it around in a big way. A new study finds children under 5 with mild or moderate symptoms may have as much as 100 times more of the virus in their noses and throats than an infected adult. The study from the Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago did not find proof that infected children are transmitting the virus to others, but other studies have proven what parents know, that when it comes to germs, children like to share. The study in the journal JAMA Pediatrics comes as communities decide whether to return to in-person schooling this fall. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage. KNSSradio.com. Who will you vote for in the August 4th U.S. Senate Republican primary? We're bringing this one to a close. The primary is tomorrow. 10 possibilities in that Republican primary. Here is our only five of them. Well, one, two, three, only four of them got really any votes. 1% vote for David Allen Lindstrom from Overland Park, former Kansas City Chief.
That's player. It. Got it yeah. played for the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob Hamilton, the plumber from Bucyrus, 2%.
Hmm.
Roger Marshall, great band, 40%.
Oh.
And the top vote getter in our poll, Chris Kobach from Lecompton,
58%.
All right.
Well, new question today, a little bit different.
We'll see how that translates when the results come out on Tuesday.
See how the poll did. Yeah. You bet. August is National Sandwich Month. Which is your favorite sandwich? Here are the choices.
Ooh, sandwich.
BLT, roast beef, tuna salad, grilled cheese, PB&J, PB&J, ham, and turkey. And except for the PB&J, which I know you guys like, I like all of them. But anyway, you got a poll. Poll question, Stephen Ted poll question on our webpage, KNSSRadio.com.
Yeah, vote for your favorite sandwich.
Yeah, vote and vote often. All right, it's 8:52 now, Stephen Ted. It's time for the business news. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Bill, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Yeah, Textron CEO sees an aviation market ready to rebound. CEO Scott Donnelly hinted that the bottom of the COVID-19 drop in demand at Textron Aviation in Wichita may have already been reached. Donnelly expects deliveries and aftermarket work to pick up through the second half of the year, and he says the company is looking toward new sales improvement heading into 2021. Those new sales could help hold off more Wichita layoffs. It has announced almost 800 locally. Records show that Amazon plans to spend at least $7 million renovating a northeast Wichita warehouse. A Minneapolis company has pulled a building permit for tenant improvements at the facility at 4044 North Tobin. Amazon chose Ryan Companies to do the work. Its portfolio includes industrial, hospitality, office, multifamily, and mixed-use projects in 38 states. And Wichita has a new city-county planning director. Scott Wadle's been promoted to director of the Wichita-Sedgwick County Metropolitan Area Planning Department. Wadle had been serving in that interim role since March. He replaces Scott Knievel, who left the department earlier this year to work for the city of Derby. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
It sure is nice to hear some hopeful comments about the aviation industry.
Right.
We haven't had much of that. You have to hang our hat on that way for a while. Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Today is, today is National Watermelon Day.
Mm.
Yep. You know, a watermelon is 92% water, hence the name watermelon.
Watermelon, yeah.
How do you eat yours, Bill? Are you one of those guys who take a slice and get your face down in it?
I dive right in and just go through it like a lawnmower.
You get the seeds in your ears and all that?
You betcha. Just get it all over the place.
Okay. This vine-like flowering plant originated from southern Africa. Yeah. While the word watermelon refers to both the fruit and the plant, to botanists, the plant is actually a peepo, P-E-P-O. Peepo is a berry with a thick rind and fleshy center. They are also characteristic of the cucurbitaceae, a scientific term for the gourd family. Of course, I didn't pronounce that properly, but the watermelon is actually a gourd. How about that?
I'll be darned.
The things that you learn with Steve and Ted. The kind of
I'll tell you, you're a plethora of information right
See,
here.
See, even the word plethora, which most people don't use in their daily conversation, but we use it here with Steve and Ted. We
That's
use
right.
plethora, cornucopia.
Nice.
A lot of. All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Coming
I've,
up.
I've gotten used to watermelon coming in cubed shapes.
That's right.
At the grocery store now.
Glenn Beck coming up, Arizona business owner who may go out of business because of virus orders. That's on the way. We've got news top of the hour. Wichita police investigating a fatal stabbing and a fatal shooting. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Stephen Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Now 67 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.